We are also watching the stock market, which bounced back at the open today after a rough day yesterday. The stock market has dropped about 10% this month. We are joined now by Alan Greenspan, who is the Federal Reserve Chairman from 1987 to 2006, co-author of the new book, Capitalism in America, A History. Alan Greenspan, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And I want to start with just what's going on right now, what everybody's paying attention to, which is what do you think is going on in the stock market at the moment?
There are more sellers than buyers to start with. But the question, more seriously, it's essentially the movement of long-term interest rates moving higher and concurrently the wage rates are being pressured, but mainly interest rates is creating this fairly significant adjustment. Typical, not unexpected, but whenever you get the spread between the 5-year Treasury note and the 30-year bond opening up, which is what has happened, you have a significant impact on stock prices.
But this is not a big surprise to anybody. The Fed has been saying for a long time that interest rates were eventually going to go back up again. Why do you think the market is reacting like this?
Well, I think it's basically the combination of not what the Fed is doing, which, remember, is short-term interest rates. Mm-hmm. It's what the market itself is doing for the 10-year Treasury note and, say, the 30-year Treasury bond. They've moved up significantly, and that's where the major business decisions are determined, out at that scale. In other words, 10 years, 15 years out, not overnight, which is largely where the Fed comes from.
Is there anything that the government can do about this, either through monetary policy or fiscal policy? Or should they do anything or just let things happen as they do?
Well, we're in the process of adjustment, and we've had interest rates in this country at the lowest level in American history. We're now coming out of it and gradually adjusting. So long as long-term interest rates, which, as I said, is a critical factor, continue to rise, the pressure is going to be downward on stock prices. But it's very difficult to say where it goes from here because pundits have been right half the time.
Well, and President Trump has been saying that interest rates should stay low, that the Fed is moving too quickly.
I was in the Federal Reserve and elsewhere for more than 20 years, and I got innumerable requests to cut interest rates from everybody, including the politicians, and especially the presidents of the United States. In all of that time, I never got any communication saying, please raise rates. So what's occurring currently is merely an extension of the past. I don't know a single president, incidentally, and I worked for a lot of them, who don't want lower interest rates. Now, obviously, that's not possible. If you keep lowering them down to zero, where do you go from there?
Right. Do you think that the tax cuts have had their impact on the economy, or can they still give it a boost at this point?
Well, the tax cuts really are very interesting in the sense that they look like the tax structure change that Ireland made back in the 1990s, where they went from a top corporate rate of 35% down to 12%, and that's essentially what we did. It has had a positive effect. It changes the calculation on corporate investment, and you can see the figures are moving. I would say, put it this way, that the impact has been really quite significant, but it's already completed.
And obviously, it's not over when it comes to what it's adding to the deficit. Are you concerned about that, about how much these tax cuts will add to U.S. debt?
Very much so. But remember this, deficits as such have very little impact on policy. But what does is inflation. I mean, for example, in I think it was August 1971, President Nixon put on wage and price controls when the inflation rate was 4%. So it's not the deficit that's going to create a problem. It's the consequences of the deficit. All deficit of the size we're looking at now eventually impact their way onto the price level. It's only then that history tells us the political system gets sufficiently galvanized to do something about it.
What would you advise people as they watch the ups and downs of the stock market right now, and probably they have some investments in their retirement account or even they're investing in everyday things in the market?
I've been around long enough to know don't answer that question.
Alan Greenspan, the former chairman of the Federal Reserve. Next week, you can hear more of our conversation about interest rates, immigrant labor, and whether he and the Fed were partly to blame for the 2008 financial crisis.